And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 8th of May, 2025. May 8th is World Donkey Day. Donkeys, also called asses, are herbivorous mammals who were domesticated in Africa some 5,000 to 7,000 years ago for working rather than for food or fiber. The wild ancestors of the modern donkeys are the Nubian and Somalian wild ass. The African wild ass still exists today, living in arid areas of the Horn of Africa in Ethiopia and Somalia. However, they are classed as critically endangered, with only about 570 individuals left in the wild. As they live in very hot areas, African wild asses are mostly active in the cooler hours of the day, between late afternoon and early morning, eating grasses, bark, and leaves. They can run quite fast, reaching speeds of 70 kilometers an hour or 43 miles per hour. Living in loose herds of up to 50 individuals, mature males defend large territories of about 23 square kilometers, marking them with dung heaps. The males bray loudly as a territorial display and to attract distant females. The gestation period lasts for 11 to 12 months, and one foal is born during the period from October to February. Jennies are very protective of their foals. Their lifespan is up to 50 years. Although they are prey animals, they are not that eager to run from predators. They often choose to fight with kicks from both their front and hind legs, or to bite, a behavior that donkeys have inherited from them. Donkeys have large ears, which helps them to cool down. Most donkeys have dorsal and shoulder stripes. Working donkeys in the poorest countries have a life expectancy of only 12 to 15 years. Donkeys produce a very loud distinctive call or bray, which typically lasts for 20 seconds and can be heard for over 3 kilometers. Braying can be from excitement, anticipation, loneliness, territorial response, boredom, and just keeping in touch with other donkeys. Donkeys are very intelligent. A 2013 study found that donkeys learn and problem solve as quickly as dogs and dolphins. They are cautious more than horses, which has given them the unfair reputation of being stubborn. They are sociable more than horses and cool. They startle less than horses. They're friendly, they like physical affection, and playful. The first donkeys came to the Americas on ships of the second voyage of Christopher Columbus and were landed at Hispaniola in 1495. Today, they can be found everywhere in the world, especially in developing countries. As working animals, donkeys are exploited in multiple ways. In rural areas, donkeys are often used in farming and as transportation, pulling plows and carts, delivering goods to market, or collecting water from wells. In urban areas, they are mainly used in construction, transport of people and goods, and refuse collection. Around the world, donkeys are also used in the tourism industry, transporting tourists or their luggage through difficult terrain. Donkeys have also been used in milk production. Donkey milk has low lactose content, is used widely for cosmetics, and is sought after in the healthcare industry. Donkeys are also exploited for their meat, as is considered a delicacy in some countries and is used in products such as salami in Europe. However, these days, donkeys are also bred for their skin to produce the gelatin released from the donkey's boiled skins that is used for beauty products, snacks, and candy. Demand for donkey gelatin has turned Ghana into Africa's slaughterhouse for donkeys, managed by China. There are fears that the populations in Kenya and Ghana could be decimated by the skin trade. Donkeys are smart, affectionate animals who have a right to enjoy their lives without being exploited by humans. And here is the legend of the Jerusalem donkey for today. A poor farmer near Jerusalem had a donkey too small to do any work, so he planned to kill the donkey. His children begged for the donkey's life and asked their father to tie the donkey to a tree on the road to Jerusalem in hopes that someone would take her. The farmer relented, and when he was approached by two men who said Jesus of Nazareth was in need of the donkey, he gladly gave the worthless donkey to them. Jesus led his followers into Jerusalem, riding on the back of this small, common donkey. That donkey followed Jesus around all week. As she watched the tragic event of Jesus' crucifixion, the donkey wished that she had been able to carry the cross for Jesus and bear his burden. The donkey could not bear the sight of the cross and turned her head away until it was finished because of her love for Jesus. In reward for her loyal and humble love, the Lord caused the shadow of the cross to fall across her back. Ever since, the Jerusalem donkey has carried black stripes across her shoulders and down her back, a sign of the love of God for all to see. The legend of the Jerusalem donkey. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to love animals today.